All right. We're back, guys. I don't even want to tell you what I had to go do. Okay? I don't even want to tell you what I had to go do. It's a very personal thing. But I got a text. Okay? I got a text from the most beautiful. And she is the most beautiful. Let's face it. Okay? Let's face it. She's the most beautiful. We got a text from the most beautiful woman in the world. Her name is Cat Howe. The most beautiful. I don't want to tell you, but she just said, you got to come in here. Now, those of you who don't know, she's pregnant. Okay? She's got a little baby inside of her. She has my son. My son. My boy. It was a boy, Michael. It was a boy. It was a boy. It was a boy. Kate. It was a boy. So, yes, a boy is inside her. And I haven't really, I don't think I've said the name yet. But Catherine hasn't told anybody what the name of the baby is, because she's like, I don't want people to take our name. I go, what? What are you talking about? It's not like, I mean, it's a unique name, but it's other people are named that. I mean, I got the name because I heard it during a college football game. And I went, that's an awesome name. When I have a son, I want him to have that name, because when they call his name to take the field as a quarterback for the University of Southern California, he'll have an awesome, I mean, he's going to be Bigly, okay? Bigly. That's all I'm saying, Bigly. So I said the name. I mean, other people, she goes, yeah, but, you know, I just don't want. So someone's going to steal the name? Yeah. So somebody that you're friends with might go, I'm going to steal that name and then announce the name of my child that is Katie's child's name. But people make a bigger deal out of it because my child was – I was like, you're crazy. So anyway, she called me into the bathroom. I'm not going to tell you for what, but she made it sound like it was an emergency. She made it sound like it was bad. And when I mean bad, meaning – I'm going to find her sitting on the toilet and my son, my boy at my side is going to be clinging, okay? My 18-week-old son is going to be clinging to her thighs as he's dangling in the toilet. That's what I thought. Because she's like, you got to come in here. You got to take a break and you got to come in here. I come in there. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing, okay? She goes, I know. But I was just nervous. I go, you made me nervous. You spooked me out. You can't do that. Spook me out. Don't do that. We just came from an uplifting segment. Maury Povich with the little brittle bone girl. She's getting checks from Donald Trump. Barbie doll outfits. This is big time. This is Bigly, all right? Bigly. And you're freaking me out. Don't do that. Don't do that. So that's why we cut the break. That's why we went to break so quick. I would have milked that segment a little longer. I would have milked it. Some of you thought it was funny. Others were like, Rob, just let's talk about politics, okay? We don't want to talk Montel and black folks and Louisiana. Just please, let's come on now. We don't care about the little biddle bone girl. So that's what happened. All right. Did you guys realize it's been 257 days? 257 days since Hillary Clinton has given a press conference. And nobody really seems to, Well, I mean, again, it's the media. The media controlled by Democrats. So they're not going to make a big deal out of that. Jake Tapper is not going to make a big deal out of it. Anderson Cooper is not going to have a panel for an hour discussing what does she have to hide? What does she have to hide? What is going on? Why will she not give a press conference? What is her? Donald Trump gets press conference. Why won't she get press conference? What is going on? Why won't she get? And the funny thing is, it was reported in the Washington Post, and it was only reported in the Washington Post because Donald Trump brought it up on the Sean Hannity, the Fox News town hall last night. That's the only reason. And of course it was uber liberal hipster douche Chris Cizilla. I mean, you can't get any more hipster douche than him. And it just shows you how the media isn't paying attention to Hillary Clinton to the point of going, she hasn't done a press conference. I mean, that just shows you that Hillary Clinton, Democrats, the media, they get away, absolutely get away with everything. I mean, they could kill little kittens and puppy dogs. Just twist their heads off. They could Jeffrey Dahmer them and save their bodies in boxes. And they can get away with it. The media will protect them and vice versa. It's just this big orgy of corruption. I mean, listen, Chris Cizilla, okay? Chris Cizilla, this is the ultimate liberal douchebag. He's a reporter. Remember, he's a reporter. He's a journalist. He's a reporter. He is the voice. And listen what he says. Donald Trump said lots and lots of things during his hour-long town hall with Fox. And Sean Hannity. Blah, blah, blah. This one, Trump talking about Hillary Clinton, stood out to me. Now, mind you, this Chris Cizilla, C-I-L-L-I-Z-Z-A. I see he's always on Matthews. He's always on Lawrence O'Donnell. He is an MSNBC fixture. He's an MSNBC. So he's a journalist. He's an elitist. He's got the bigly education. He knows more than us Trump supporters. He knows more than us podcasters. He knows more than us radio hosts. He knows more than all of us conspiracy theorists. He's college educated. He has a degree in journalism. He is a liberal. He knows right from wrong. He is just so perfect. Well, Donald Trump saying she is so protected. They're so protecting her. She hasn't had a news conference in like 250 days. That stood out to Chris. That stood out to a reporter slash journalist from the Washington Post. Remember, the same Washington Post that has hired 20-some-odd reporters slash journalists, Chris Cazilla people, to go after Trump, to dig up everything they can on Trump. This is the same Washington Post that every single day, put out editorial pieces saying Trump is dangerous, Trump is a horrible human being, Trump is Hitler, Trump is a Nazi, Trump is all these things. And yet, one of their main journalists slash reporters, who's on every single news program that MSNBC airs, know that Hillary Clinton has not had a press conference in 250 days. Matter of fact, this is new to him. Imagine, this is somebody that is supposed to be juiced in to the political sphere. And this is new to him. This is new to him. This is absolutely new to him. I mean, guys, either he's completely full of crap, or this is starting to get so much traction that it cannot be ignored, that now the Chris Cazillas, you know, the mass amount of people that are protecting Hillary Clinton and trying to make sure Democrats stay in power can no longer play stupid and go, what? Oh, that's just some Breitbart conspiracy theory. Hillary Clinton has an atom. That's bull. That's a Breitbart conspiracy theory. Because, you know, Breitbart, all they are is conspiracy theories. Their site is just a right-wing, crazy, racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic, Islamophobic site. That's where Donald Trump is. He's just a crackpot. So it's either or. Either this genius, this journalist, this man of beyond intelligence as far as reporting and journalism, either he's stupid or he's playing stupid because he can no longer ignore reality. So Chris goes on, it couldn't be that long since Clinton has talked to the press, I thought. Imagine, this is a reporter. This is a journalist. This guy is part of the system. When he speaks, you're supposed to go, oh, well, yeah, of course. Yeah, God, the guy's smart. The guy's well-educated. Guy works for the Washington Post. This guy, and here he is going, it couldn't be that long. Duh. So I went to the handy-dandy tool that some guy named Philip Bump built to track how long it's been since Clinton faced the press. And this is what I found. It's been 257.9 days. Or 371,323,000 minutes. Almost 250 days. Amazing. Trump undersold something. Jokes aside, it's beyond ridiculous that one of the two people who will be elected president in 80 or so days continues to refuse to engage with the press in this way. But she does sit-down interviews. And she did a press conference, although with a moderator moderating the questions. But damn it, not good enough. Not when you are running to be president of the United States. One of the most important things when someone is offering themselves up to represent all of us is that we get the best sense we can about how that person thinks on his or her feet, how they deal with unwanted or adversarial questions. Those two traits are big parts of doing the job of president in the modern world. Guys, isn't this amazing? This is somebody that I've watched. I've watched this hipster douchebag. I've watched him on Chris Matthews. I've watched him on Lawrence O'Donnell. I've watched him on Chris Hayes. That's the battle of the douchebags. Two douchebags. Two hipster douchebags. Same hairstyle, same glasses. Just the same everything. The same matching of the wits. I'm a journalist, you're a journalist. I'm a reporter, you're a reporter. Ooh, ooh. Look at us. Ooh, let's have a sword fight. I mean, this guy's been doing this for years, and he's writing this article like he's new to the job. Like he's a Huffington Post writer. Putting together an article that they're going to get paid $100 for while they're in the basement of their parents' house. This is a guy that's been on the beat in Washington for years. He's a fixture on MSNBC. And he's like, oh, I investigate. Oh, my God. She hasn't had a this is wrong. We got to know how they think on their speech. There's nothing like a press conference to put a candidate for president through the paces. If you don't believe me, just watch how Clinton handled this presser. Not well. When she tried to pull the email server controversy to rest. Remember, guys, Trump does press conferences all the time. And when the press gives him a question that he doesn't like or they ask the same question over and over, and he kind of barks at him, or he tells little Katie Turr at MSNBC to sit down or be quiet or whatever he says that offends everybody and shows that he doesn't have the temperament. Hillary Clinton gives a press conference, and her hipster liberal douchebag protector says she didn't do a good job. This is the part he's talking about.
Let me ask Peter Hamby quickly to react to all of that. Peter, you think it's likely she's going to do, based on everything you're hearing, that she would take those kinds of steps, hand over the server, hand over the hard drive?
Oh, geez. They didn't do a good job. Okay, here we go. Let's see if... Oh, it's the whole.
And what happens right here is what lengths are you willing to go to prove that you didn't? Some people, including supporters of yours, have suggested.
So it's really just, I thought it would be a clip, but it's not. It's her whole press conference that she had about the email scandal, and she basically shows that she doesn't have the temperament. She doesn't have the temperament. And hipster douche. Chris Fazzilla says, Clinton's struggle with the press conference formats are a major part of why she hasn't done one in so long. Why do something you aren't good at unless you absolutely have to? Campaigns are about downplaying your weakness while putting your strengths front and center. Clinton's avoidance of press conferences is campaigning 101. There was also the fact that Clinton's general election opponent continues to suck all the oxygen, and then some. Out of each day's news cycle, Trump so dominates the coverage, and not in a good way, that there's not enough room for Clinton's unwillingness to face unscripted, unmoderated questions from reporters covering her to get much attention. put all that aside and think of this. The last time Clinton held a press conference was December 5th, 2015. And that was before a single state had cast a vote in either a presidential primary caucus, major terrorist attacks in Nice, Brussels, and Orlando. FBI Director James Comey issued his scathing report on Clinton's email practices while at the State Department. Bernie Sanders phenomenon. Debbie Wasserman Schultz was run out of the Democratic National Committee in the wake of a massive email hack and leak. The whole Ryan Loach International gas station incident. The temperature in Washington on December 5th, 2015 was 44 degrees. It's 84 today. A woman who conceived on December 5th, 2015 would be 8.5 months pregnant today. On December 5th, 2015, the Golden State Warriors are NBA champs. On December 5th, 2015, I was still in my 30s. You get the idea. It's been a long, long time. Lots of important things. Loesch and my 40th birthday being at the top of the list have happened. Clinton is now the unquestioned favorite to be the 45th president of the United States, if you believe the polling. The fact that she continues to avoid questions from the press is simply unacceptable, given the office she is seeking and the stakes in this election. Gazzella writes for The Fix, a politics blog for the Washington Post. He also covers the White House. So, this hipster putz has an exclusive column for the Washington Post and covers the White House. Now, if you cover the White House, you have your own column for the Washington Post. And it was news to you that Hillary Clinton hasn't done a press conference in 250 some odd days. And it was Donald Trump said it on Sean Hannity's town hall program, his big town hall meeting program thing. What the heck? Come on. I mean, I can't stress, you're either stupid or you officially cannot ignore and bury the fact that Hillary Clinton is being protected by the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, NBC, CBS, ABC, BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, the list, Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So, which is it, Chrisazilla? Which is it, stupid? Which is it, dummy? Is it, yes, you're dumb, you're ignorant, or the fire in the kitchen is too hot and you can't push back, you can't ignore, you cannot bury anymore the fact that Hillary Clinton is protected by you and everybody else in the media. But either or, it doesn't look good for you, hipster douchebag. It doesn't look good for you. This is something you should have known. If you're a reporter, if you're a journalist, if you're somebody covering all of this for the Washington Post, if you're somebody that covers the White House, this is a simple, simple little fact that you should have known, especially since it's been talked about on more than one Trump speech. Okay? Chris Gazzella, Trump has talked about this on more than one occasion. And I can't imagine you haven't seen those speeches. I can't imagine you've ignored all of those times. You ignored all these other press conferences or all these other speeches. But the Sean Hannity town hall, that was the program you were glued to. No. You got called out. You got called out. Somebody called you out. Somebody that you give a crap about. Somebody said to you, hey, bro, why aren't you talking about this? At some point, you can't protect her forever. At some point, the constant, I'm an independent journal. I'm not a Democrat. My politics don't matter in my report. At some point, your facade is gone. And he went, oh, you forced my hand. That's what happened. Somebody forced his hand. It's always been there. Breitbart talks about it. Fox News talks about it. Hannity talks about it. Donald Trump talks about it. Chris Gazzella is being unbelievably disingenuous if he's making everybody believe that last night was the first time he ever heard Hillary Clinton hasn't given a press conference in over 250 days. That is the biggest lie. That's a effing bold-faced lie. An effing bold-faced lie. He's been able to ignore it. He's been able to bear, but somebody called him out. Somebody called him out. Somebody that he actually gives a crap about. You know, like, you dress sloppy or you don't comb your hair or whatever. And you do this repeatedly day after day after day after day and you don't care. And maybe your friend Bill tells you, maybe your friend who's got the kid with the brittle bone disease tells you. But it just goes in one ear, out the other. Boom, 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 over your head. Boom, 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 over your head. Then that one person, maybe it's a girl you like. Maybe it's a guy you like. I don't know. Pick someone. But that one person goes, hey, why don't you comb your hair? And what's the first thing that happens? You go home and you comb that hair. You get a haircut. And then all these people that have been telling you for weeks go, what happened? I've been telling you to do that for weeks. Oh, yeah. Well, what? It took Frankie to tell you? It took Felicia to tell? That's what happened. Chris Gazzella's been in the tank for years. But somebody said to him, hey, Hillary Clinton, press conference. And he went, okay, I'm going to have to talk about this. Ugh. Ugh. This Hillary Clinton is making it so hard for us. And that's what happened. So Chris Gazzella, you hipster douche. That's what you are, a hipster douche. You're either stupid or you've ignored it. And your hand was forced. Pick one. But there's no way you didn't know. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Yes, it is the Rob Zicari Show. All right. We are winding. Great episode. We are winding down another great episode. Okay? Another great episode. Don't forget, follow us at therobzicarishow.com. Go there. Okay? Go there. You will enjoy what we have to offer. Yes, you will. I actually think we have the Clinton Cash movie on the site. Last time I knew we did. So you could actually go to our site and watch Clinton Cash. go there. It's not our movie. Schweitzer movie. But it's on YouTube. We put it on our site. We didn't steal it. We got the link. You put the link in the WordPress. You do the thing. You push the button and boom. Voila. Still on their YouTube page. But you could watch it on our site. Go there. Watch it. What are you waiting for? Go watch it. Okay? Go watch it. I'm telling ya. The RobZakariaShow.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We got Twitter. Yes, we do. Go there. It's at RobZakariaShow. At RobZakariaShow. Go there. And, of course, if you want to get other news, you go to ZeroFilter.com. It's good news. You can go to our Facebook. That's our Facebook. I'm going to tell you what my Facebook is. It's, oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Oh, Jesus. It's Facebook.com/RobZakariaShow. Go there. And I'm telling you, you'll love what's on our Facebook. You will. You will. Trust me, you'll love it. You can even see pictures of my beautiful and pregnant girlfriend. You'll see her. She's pregnant. She's pregnant. She's with child. So go there. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll be on time. We have no inspectors coming. Everything has checked out A-OK. Life is good. Our apartment is not going to burn down. Everything works. And we will see you tomorrow. And we will have the effing Periscope working. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You're the best. You're awesome. And you're great. It's the Rob Zakaria Show.